The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a completely different group of people, either from the previous 12 cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's Daf in Masechet Yomah brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Tet, and we are holding right by the words My Farhedrin Pursi, which is three lines up from the middle of the page. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My Tichtiv, we spoke yesterday about the way that we change the name of the Lishkat, Lishkat Farhedrin, to change it from aristocracy to bureaucracy, which is really a shtach. And that was because, basically, the Kohanim Gedolim had turned themselves into bureaucrats, and we would, you know, switch one every year because they never ended up living out their year. And because of that, every single year, the new Kohen Gadol that was coming in, if we take Rashi's Girsa, which is Girsa of our Gemara, but that they were Mechadish It, Ota, so then the Lishka itself, it was like the houses in Cedarhurst, you know, somebody buys a new house. Yeah, no, they're neighbors. He lives in Cedarhurst. they have to, you know, tear down the house, make a new house. It isn't really that way. That's more like a borough park. So, in any event, this is rumors in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says that Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim Ushnot Rishaim Tiktzorna. This is a Pasuk in Mishle, which some of the Mephoshim explain as a reference, the Hasidim explain, actually it's Hasemes that makes a big thing of it, that the Beis Hamikdash itself is a Mokim, in which the way in which a person lives is immediately expressed in his life. Mele the Kayanim Gedalim would be the ultimate expression of the impact of the Beis HaMikdash on one's life. So if you have Yirat Hashem in doing your Avedas, then it's Meisif Yamim, it gives you longer life. But if you're a Rasha, that is the place where it will cut you short. So what is that a reference to? So Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim is a reference to the Mokum itself. That's the Chiddush. In other words, the Mikdash Rishon, if you take a look at the Mikdash Rishon, the power of the Mikdash Rishon is that it itself stood for Arba Meot V'Yesh Shanim. It stood for 410 years. This, the Balaturim says in the Chumash, that this is Merumas, the Gematria of Ukrot and Dror. Ba'aretz, Dror is 410. And it lasted for 410 years, and if you look at the number of the Kehanim Gedolim that were Oved, Loshim Shubo Ela Shmonazar Kohanim Gedolim. So this is now a tremendous issue. Where do you get 18 Kohanim Gedolim? So some have a Girsa 8 Kohanim Gedolim. Why would they have a Girsa of 8? Because if you take a look in Divrei HaYamim, where it lists the names of the Kohanim Gedolim, it lists 9 Kohanim, the last one being Yehotzadok. But Yehotzadok isn't counted, Dynastasis, because you would not count the one that actually went into Golis. We're counting only the people that actually lived out their lives as Kohanim Gedolim. The whole career was Kohanim. Therefore, the correct year should be 8 Kohanim Gedolim. Tosis himself, Tainas, no, we could be Mekayim the Girsa, because there are 9 listed there. So let's include Yotzadok. And since we find in Malacha that it specifically lists Saraya Kohen Arosh, Umishnehu Tzifanya. That means that we're listing the Sagan also. If we list the Sagans, even though it only has 9, 2, the 9 times 2, including the Sagan, would be 18. And that would be the basis of the Gemara. The Gra lists 12, Shneimasa, and there's a whole Meshechot Ben Pinchas who analyzes the Seder Elam to be Micaiah the 18. He lists them all by names and when the time was and so on and so forth. So, okay, depends who we're basically including. But in any event, over the entire period of 410 years, you can divide the 410 years by 18 and you can see the average lifetime, the lifetime of their career was quite long. And therefore, that's a siman to Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. Masha'inke, the meaning of the pasuk that Shlomo is mentioning, Shnot Rishayim Tiksorna, is the Migdasheni. The Migdasheni lasted longer, with Arba Meot Vesrim Shana. Here the Balaturim has the remez in Mishkani Betocha. Mishkani is 420. Vishim Shulbon, in those 420 years, there were 300 plus Kohanim. Now, but to analyze the average span of a career, you have to first take out 40 years. Shemana Tzadik was the opening Kohen. He was the Mishori Anshet Veseth HaGdela. And he was the you can't count him. I mean, it's not that completely skews the average. So take out the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, okay? Then there was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shmonim. Okay, so there, and then plus you should include, or you should also take off, and we know there were a few other examples. There were 10 years Yishmael ben Pabi. Some say that Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum was also 11 years, but whatever it is, you've got less than 300 years left for all of the other Kohanim Gadolim, which means that nobody, the average lifetime of a Kohen Gadol career was less than a year. So. No. Yoter Mishol Shmiyot is not a Guzman. There wasn't one. I mean, if you take the average, that lasted his year. Let's analyze, you know, what in fact was the problems that underlined each one of the mekemes that the Shechina was sharing. So we'll start with Shiloh. When we had the Mishkan, Shiloh was a semi-permanent makom because the walls of Mishkan Shiloh were made out of actual stones. It was only the upper part that remained the Mishkan. We call it the Mishkan. So it was a transition between the Mishkan that was a mishalech with the crushing and so on, and the Beis HaMikdash that would be an actual binyan from top to bottom. So this was the beginning of settling down, and it was destroyed by Bimei Eli HaKohen. Why was it destroyed? There were two problems of Mishkan Shiloh that the Pasuk identifies. Gilui Arayot, Vishvichut Damim. So what we had, I'm sorry, it would be Zayon Kodashim. What we had was a problem of Gilui Arayot, as we'll see in a moment, and the Kohanim were not properly, did not conduct themselves with proper respect towards Kodashim. So Gilui Arayot, where do we see that? So at this point, right before the Churban, Eli was very old. And he heard from other people the way his children were treating all of Yisrael, that we'll see in a moment as the Bizarre Kotchik. And the way that they would sleep with the women who were gathered around. And notice this is the marot atzovot, uses the same lashon. Someone in that shot. The marot, the simple meaning is that, as the Ebenezer points out, is that there were women who were, you know, sort of the nuns. It's like he learns. They were tzovot. They used to hang around the omoid, you know, the women of the wall and the other there.
The groupies.
But that's not the way the Gemara understands. The Gemara understands it that there were women that were forced to hang around because of them. And let's see how that works out. It's true that Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni points out that it's not possible to actually read that as literally slept with the women. Because somebody who thinks that is just someone who doesn't really understand how to properly read a pasuk. I think Gemara in Shabbos goes and proves this, because Lamaisa Pinchas, who is one of the children of Eli, is actually used in the Seder of the Dereis in terms of Achitu. So there's a Zachitub and Pinchas ben Eli, and we know that when someone is a Rosh, he's not, we skip him. So, I mean, is it Shayach that he's the one that's doing such things? We would include him in the Kedusha of the Kahuna and how everything was saved in the end. And the Gemara learns that there's a Hekesh between Chofni and Pinchas. So according to Shmuel, Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, it's not Shayach to say, therefore, that it means literally that they would sleep with the women, because we could never have included that as something that was holy. Why don't you risk your life and sit next to me? So therefore it's a ta'ut. Why then does the Torah say that they slept with the women? Because in a Freudian sense they did. Basically, they were noyeg in a way that actually controlled these women's life. And people that do that kind of thing, in a profound sense, are guilty of sexually violating these women. So what happened? These women come. These are married women. They come after they have a baby, whatever. They needed to bring a carbon. And what we should do, and what we arranged actually in the Mikdash Sheni, as we saw before in Shkolim, is they don't have to worry about it. They put in the money into the box, and immediately, you know, it registers, get a ticket, and it's all over. That's it. Their job is done. They can go home and be absolutely positive that Beis Din has seen to it, that the Kohanim has reached him, and will bring the kinim. They don't have to worry about whether they can go into the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, you come into the Beis HaMikdash, come up to Yerushalayim, you want to come into the Beis HaMikdash. They don't have to worry about eating kochim, they can be korbanos, and so on. They can be certain the Kohanim took care of it. They go back home in peace. in those days, these Kohanim didn't, we'll get around to it, take care of it. So they would stay there. Well, they come all the way up here to Shiloh, we're not going to come in, we're not going to eat, kachim, and so on. You know, so they would stay overnight and over the next night. Meanwhile, not go home, you know. And these Kohanim were feeling pretty, you know, pretty powerful, the fact that they controlled the lives of these women. And we know that that type of power has in it obvious sexual component. And because of that, the Torah considers it to be literally sleeping with these married women out there. And that's what we're calling, apparently, Gilui Arayos. There's some Rishonim speak out and say, but why do you call it Gilui Arayos in terms of the Mishkan Shiloh Bichlal? So, a very interesting insight. Miri brings that if this is tolerated, then it means that people have lost their sensitivity to sexual violations. Now, what do I understand? Well, people can stand this, to watch Kohanim mistreating women in this fashion. It's got to be that they themselves are nichshal in real Gilui Arayos, and that's why there wasn't an outcry about it, and so on. So it's always like that. In other words, you define morality downwards. So at the top, okay, you know, in the obviously the Kohanim are not chas v'shalom, I'm going to do something like that. But if this is the level that you find in the Mishkan, imagine what's going on, you know, behind closed doors. And because of that, it's a simon that there was Gilui Arayos. A very beautiful, beautiful insight. What did Carter say? You know, I forgot. You know, what a ridiculous. I've committed adultery in my heart. Right. What a loser, really. What if he would have just stayed with his corn, everything would have been fine. Peanuts in me, sorry. Anti-Semite monster. Anyway, fine. Okay, where do you see that there was bizarre kachim? Dichtiv gam b'term yaktiru netachilev uban ara koin v'amal liisha sovayach tada basar litzlot l'koin lo yikach mimcha basar mefushal ki imchai. So they would send around the guys, or it means literally the Nara Kohen, which was the young Kohen, which would be a reference directly to Chofnim Pinchas, which is not reasonable so much, but some learn that way. So the Nara Kohen would come, somebody walks in, the Kohanim won't already start preparing lunch, you know. So that first guy comes in, bringing his carbon shlomim, no, where's our chazer v'shal? Well, first take care of the Emurim, you know, bring the carbon, and then you'll get the chazer v'shal kiddin. I'll make a deal with you, you know, you give me just what you want, but we need to have fresh meat now, I want to put up a barbecue, it should be ready. But don't give us the meat after you've already cooked it. That'll be easier for you. So the guy would respond, no, kater yaktiron ki yom achelev. Listen, you guys take care of the Emurim, I'll take care of the carbon, you take whatever you want. Kasher taveh nafshech. So now all of a sudden the nice pretty smiles break down. Marlo, oh no, you're going to give it now, and if not, I'm taking it by force. They were mevaz in the kachim, not just because of the way they acted, but basically, again, Yosef Karo points out over there on the pasuk. So what are you saying? I mean, you're sitting over there with open meat. Anybody, I mean, any normal person who's got meat in the kitchen, you don't leave open meat lying around for flies to lie on them, whatever. You take care of meat right away. So which meat do you take care of? Take care of the Emurim, you take care of your lunch. I mean, so in other words, these guys are leaving the Emurim for the flies to settle on, you know. Forget about it, even if they didn't eat it. That's not the point that they ate before Akrovas Emurim necessarily. But to be metapa with the meat, while the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayocho is sitting open to the flies, is just unbelievable. So this was Gidolama O Dechatas Hanori. And for this behavior, this is the only thing that the Torah tells us about Mishkan Shiloh. For this behavior, Mishkan Shiloh was lost. Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharah. Mipnei Shloshah Dvarim Shayuba. We find a remez in the Pasuk to three famous averas that was in the Mikdash Rishon. Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayot, Ushvichut Damim. Where do we see Avodah Zorah? Dichti. Ki katzar hamatzah mihistareya. Because the bed is too thin, says Yeshayahu, to spread out on. What is that supposed to be? Now, we know that the Beis HaMikdash is referred to just recently. We just had the story in Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu comes to Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to sleep there. He calls it Beit Meloni. We find afterwards that the whole vision of the Beit HaMikdash is a bedroom. It's called the Chadar HaMitot, Kodesh HaKadoshim, later on. And basically, we can envision it as a place in which the Shechina and Klal Yisrael have their intimacy. And that becomes the remez on the Kruvim of the male and female Kruvim that are wrapped in each other's arms, when there's the closeness between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, as we saw before, if the Oren isn't in its place, you're not even allowed to have your own sexual relations, because you're, so to speak, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't sleep with Yisrael at that point. So the entire thing is extraordinarily intimate in its vision. And therefore, Yeshayahu defines the Beis HaMikdash. What went wrong is that the bed became too thin, meaning Katzara Metza Mistareya. Look at the word Mistareya, and you will see that it's a notrigun. Mistorer Reim. There's too many girls in the bed, basically, as you're bringing in Avodah Zarah into the bed. So, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Katzar Metza Ze Mistareya Lav Shnei Reim Kechar. What do you want? You bring in two girlfriends into the bed at the same time? There's not enough room in the bed. Vahamasecha Tsara Ki Yitkanes. Masecha, the Avodah Zarah, that is the Masecha, becomes a tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's horrible. Rabbi Yonatan used to cry when he reached this pasuk. Amar, can you imagine? Man dechtiv bo, koneis kaneid mehayam. We're talking about kihit kaneis. Koneis kaneid mehayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hold the yam, so to speak, in his hands. So the masecha should become a tzara to the shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's outrageous. So you're going to bring in this ridiculous idol to be a tzara in his own home? So that obviously is a moker of Churban Tanis Yishayot. Gilui Arayot, where do we see? Well, Yomer Hashem. The year continues, Yishayot, to describe the, begins to describe the way in which the people were acting. So Ya'an ki gavhu vedot Zion, vatelachna de tuyot geronim sakrotinayim, haloch vetofof telachna, uberagleim teakasna. So there they are, these tall, beautiful girls, with their noses up in the air, with their giving them the eyes as they walk along, with their bouncing along as they walk down the model on TV, and with their feet, they get everybody into it. What does this mean? So Ya'an ki gavhu vedot Zion, this is a very common trick in the movies. I told you, Natalie Portman just rang the doorbell last week at your daughter's house. You know? You know the story. Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman showed up at your daughter's house.
And,
yes. You didn't even know about this? So she rings, she opens up the door. There's Natalie Portman. What's going on? She wants to make a movie that she's directing here, and she wants to use a house. She wants to use a house in Machlot, and she thought Avigal's house looked very good, so she went in there to arrange it. Anyway, so my daughter Nani is asking, so what lamaisa does she look like? Nani is tiny. She's smaller than you. This is my, when you see Natalie Portman on the screen. No, what are you talking about? Tall, nice, I mean, you know, everything's fine. How did I do that? The brain measures the size of things in terms of what's next to it. So over here, a girl would get a friend who's short and would only walk with that friend. So she would look like, oh, she's tall, you know. So she would look. Aruchat Saksaran is not a new idea for TV only. So it's beautiful. But they lachen and the tuyot garon, their nose up in the air, you know, mochat bekomaz kufa, tall, and, you know, holding themselves out and exposing themselves. Misakrot einayim, misakrot avimayon kuchlei neon. They were putting who knows what kind of eyeshadow and designs. And the Gemara Shabbos adds, and they would always wink at you as they walk by. Halok v'tafof teilachna. Now you know that walk, the halok v'tafof, the bouncy walk. You know, the Gemara doesn't want to get into what's going on at the rear end, but it talks about malchot akev b'tzad goda. So how do you do model walks down, you know, showing off the dress? It's always the toe of one shoe touches the heel of the other shoe. You know, just the feet always bend in. So like, there's no, don't ask me why, but that's the minute. So that's the sign, you know, that's giving you the I plus. And what does it mean? Now this, we can make a lot of money with this one. Nobody's thought of this one. Baraglayim to akasna. To akasna has a double meaning, because we said keves, kesef. You know, to akasna can be read as tikaasna. So it's basically a double word. And what does that mean? Well, Rabbi Yitzchak, this is brilliant. They would bring these powerful perfumes, you know, fill up a little spray bottle that would fit into their high heels. Right? And then all you need to do is you give a little kick, you press, you know, psh. Here, right over here. Barnea's not here today. Please sit down. No. Here, sit down. Take a look at the difference. Look at the difference. That's a chavek. Okay. So they would bring more v'afar simon minichot ben min aleihem. They would put it into their heels. Okay, shemagiyot, it's a bachurei Yisrael. They got the good-looking guys, you know. Give a little kick. And this stuff would land on these guys, mitizot aleihem, and that would do it. They'd be hooked. That would be the end. Machnisin ben yetzer hara ke'eres bechaus. We're like a snake, you know, a mad snake, an angry snake. He's after you, and that this would mean that the yetzer would be after them. So, okay, if this is the way Yeshayahu is describing the way Benot Zion would walk down the street, you can imagine that there was a lot of action going on. Shvichas dami. Where do we see that there was shvichas dami? Because it says, Gam dam naki shafach min asher be'amiod, adar shemileit Yerushalayim pelepe, filled up the entire Yerushalayim from one end to the other with dam naki, innocent blood. So, okay, so it means we have all three chatoyim. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shvichas Dam. Says the Gemara, but isn't it strange that the Migdash Sheni, I mean, everybody was like so frum in the Migdash Sheni, you know? Ayoyiske b'teirah, mitzvahs, gemilas chasodim. Why would it be choref? That's v'dei sheitaba sinat chinam. Nolam d'cha sheshkula sinat chinam kineged sholosh averos. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shvichas Dami. So here, this is the Netziv. This is like a theme in the Netziv, in which he points out that it isn't true. There was a tremendous amount of murder in the Mikdash of Sheni. I mean, they have all the story of fighting Josephus and the murders because Apicursus and God knows. This is famous. The Tziv, there's three places where he discusses it in just at the Pirush HaChumash and they make Dovra, but it's a theme by him that the real dangers is from religion. Not from people that sin, they sin. Sin, attacking the sin. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Gilei Arayas. So what? So you fix it. But this kind of thing, these murders, were all l'shem shamayim. And whenever anything is l'shem shamayim, there's no way to fix it. Because I mean, on the contrary, just murder more. That'll fix it. And so the problem was that's why he shows that the pasuk always traces the problem in the Beis Hamikdash to the Gedolei Torah specifically, not to the Am. So we're going to see later on the Gemara over here also. And that's the Am Naval. That's Am Naval is a reference to Neuvelis Chochmas as the Grot, the ones that are the Gedolim in Torah that are the Am Naval. Because you have all of these Neuvelis, and this is what you do with it. So because of that, it's much more pernicious. The Ra is very, very evil. Mashenkin, things that people do, because whatever, Taifa, they get involved in some kind of personal moment of, Richie's gun. You trust Richie with a gun until, And so I've always been asking just to borrow it for some reason. He doesn't trust me with that gun, not for nothing. I wonder why. So the evil was much deeper, as we're going to see. So this teaches us that Sinat Chinam, which was the mocker of all of this, was keneged all three averas of Adazara, Gilarei, Shvichas Dami. Now, we have the Loshon that in the Brayta that continues on to say, so the Bach changes the gears here, which makes it a lot easier. The way we have it here is that we have to jump from one to the other. So here he has the question that the Gemara asks, that the Shvichas Dami, we're saying, is different. And B'Migdash Rishon, there wasn't Sinat Chinam. And he leaves out all of this because later on, the Gemara accesses it. If we want to read it here, it's not terrible. It would have to be a reference to the Brayta later. And it tells us, Rishoyim Hayu, and we'll see that there's a reference back to the Migdash Rishon. Ela shetalu bitchonam b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This part, atan l'Migdash Rishon. This piece is a reference to the Migdash Rishon. And the Migdash Rishon, even though they were Rishayim, we see in the Pasuk, which obviously is referring to the Migdash Rishon from when it's written in Micha, that it's Roshah b'Sholchad Yishpotu, v'Kohaneah b'Mechir Yoru, u'Neviyah b'Kesev Yiksomu. So it's terrible things. But nonetheless, Al Hashem Yishan, they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'mor, Lo Kalo Hashem b'Kirbeinu. I mean, what do we have to worry about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Lo Tavo Aleinu Ra'ah. Very similar to the situation today. Ben-Gurion says, if you don't believe in miracles, you can't live in this country before. Okay, so Hashem Imanu, what can you do? It doesn't mean you have to change your behavior, does it? And therefore, Lefichach, Hevia Le'yam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalosh Gezerot, Keneged Shalosh Averot Shebiyadam. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought three Gezerot, Keneged the three Averot. Now, most learn the Mashmaot here in Rashi is also, even though in Shabbos Rashi is Beferish, that this is a reference to the three Averot that were mentioned in the Pasuk. Roshel B'Shochad Yishpotu, Kaneh B'Chir Yoru, Nevia B'Kesev Yiksomu. Because this is the next Pasuk in Micha. Lachein B'Glal Chem Tzion. So that's a continuation of the Sugya that we just mentioned. So it makes sense and it would be a reference to those. However, here the mashmot is a reference, because that's the problem with the placement, that it's mashmot, it's going right back to what we discussed earlier, and it means the three averas, that is to say, avodah zarah, gilui aratz, v'shpichas damim. And that is three dargas, which is Tzion tzadeh techaresh, Yerushalayim iyin tiyeh, and har habayit lebamot yo'ar. So we have those three elements. The Maharal identifies each element specifically. Keneged the question of Nevi'ut, Hashuras Hashchina, and Torah. So one is the makom of the Sanhedrin, which is Lishkas Hagazis, as it did in the Kiddush of the Har HaBayit. Then you have the Mekor of Torah, is the actual Orin. And then you have the Mekor of Nevi'us, comes from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, as we saw back in Sukkah with the Tosfos in Yerushalmi. Okay, ask the Gemara. And again, so the simple way to read it would have been that this follows immediately. You said the Mikdash Sheni was a Sinas Chinam. Well, and Mikdash Rishon didn't have Sinas Chinam. If you tell me Sinas Chinam is Kailal all through, what do you have to, then it means you could have said the whole thing is Sinas Chinam from beginning to end, even in the Mikdash Rishon. So Mikdash Rishon wasn't a Sinas Chinam. It says Beferish. It says Megurei El Cherev Hayuat Ami, that people were Megurim El Cherev, which is a very strange language. We're going to explain it in a minute. That this was with my people, and l'chein tzvoka yarecha, therefore, tzvoka yarecha is always a lashon of kinas. You have to bang your thigh and say, oy, vavoy, oy, vavoy. So that's the metaphor for loss, in which case there should be this should be a definition of what happened in the Mikdash Rishon. It's a fact, the Al-Yarech, for mourning your own sins. Yes, beautiful, correct. Okay, so over there the pasuk begins with Za'ak v'Helel ben Adam. Ki yi haita v'ami. But we're going to darshan that later. Because first, we want to ask the kasha. Mugurei al-Kherv, what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi, or Amar Rabbi Elosa, what is it referring to? It refers to cocktail parties. Mugurei. So these were people who were based, this is the way they lived with each other. You know, they're all chlim v'shotim, same, you know, they're all eating cocktail parties. But underneath the surface, what's going on? Everybody's shtochim, everybody else, dokrim, zetze becharvot shebeleshonom. So yeah, that's all, their tongues are like swords. You know, so whoever's got the one-upmanship, whoever's got something smart alecky to say, and put down the other guy, but this is a society, b'chlal. So, I mean, that's in Eschinam squared, you know. So why do we say, and that's during the period of the Mikdash Rishon. So how come we're saying that it was only the Mikdash Sheni that was destroyed in this fashion? Says the Gemara, no, you conveniently ignored the beginning of the Pasuk. This, as Yecheskel describes Beferish, was a reference to the leading, the higher class people. That's the Nesiei Yisrael. Because you see that it says, Za'ak ve'helel ben Adam, ki hi haita ba'ami, hi b'chol Nesiei Yisrael. So we dash it like that. This Za'ak ve'helel ben Adam, this is where all the tzaras come from. Yochol ha'kol, you think this means the man in the street? No. Therefore, continues Yecheskel, hi b'chol Nesiei Yisrael, dafka. But the Sinat Chinam became the der in the second Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Darmei Tarvayum, they point out a wonderful thing, that the Rishonim, the chait of the Rishonim is very, very clear. It's not pernicious. Pernicious is something that's by definition beneath the surface. So over there, you know, there was nothing to hide. You know, nobody hid the fact that the generation was Porot Singil Arayish, V'chastamim, Avedazara was open. And because of that, Nitgalav Onam, Nitgala Kitzam. We could also, the Novi could tell us, 70 years, we'll take care of this problem. That's the amount of time that we went into Golas and Bova. But the Achronim were on the contrary. Everything on the surface is, you know, everything is hunky-dory. Look, we've never had so many yeshivas. It's unbelievable. You know, and all the Gemilas Chasodim and all of the fantastic organizations. I mean, never in history has there been so much Gemilas Chasodim. It's unbelievable. So they were the ones, Shalonit Galukits, and we have no idea how long, thousands of years, the tikkun is for those kind of affairs, because everything is absolutely from. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that Tovat Ziponam Shel Rishonim, despite, yeah, everybody, oy vey vey, Rachman al-Itzlan, ay, 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 gilay arayis, oy vey vey, shvichas domim, ribayne shavoyla, aveid zora. You should know that the fingernails of the Rishonim are better than the Kresan Shel Achronim. And the real lashon of Tziporin and Keres is, of course, for parts of the animal. So the Tziporin, you're buying the Tziporin, it's inedible completely. Nobody pays, you know, you buy the Tziporin in order to make pacha. I mean, who's going to make pacha? You know? Now that doesn't cost very much. The Keres, that's all the fat, Kishmagara. There you go. So the great son shel achronim, the absolutely tip top of the second group of people that you're saying, you know, they didn't come to the toenails of the rishonim that you're saying were so horrible. Well, my Rish Lakish, and why achronim adarabba? Because look, that's one way of looking at it. But you know, it was easy to be, it's like the machlokas of Noach, you know, ilu hoya bedor. It's easy to be one of the rishonim. They had, you know, a wonderful society. Everything is great. The achronim are even though they have shibud malchus, constant problems with the Romans, with the Persians, and nonetheless they're Isaac Katera. What are you going to put down people like that? So maybe in their madrega, maybe you're right, but I mean. It's unbelievable. My life said, Rabbi Yochanan, you can say whatever you want, you know, but the bottom line is, the Beis HaMikdash is your proof, final proof. Who got the Beis HaMikdash back? The first ones or the second ones? So, Bira Tochiach. This is a raya, by the way, we saw earlier, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the one who said Bira was a particular makom in the Beis HaMikdash, where there were serf, and the Rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara, that obviously Rabbi Yochanan is not chaylik on Habira Asher HaChinoti, on the Pasuk that Rish Lodesh brings. And the whole Beis HaMikdash, of course, is called the Bira. It's just that there was a makom miyuchad that they called the Bira. And that the Bira was the makom of Sreifa. Fine. But anyway, back to he says, look, you can say what you want in terms of your own morality. But in terms of the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate proof. Shechazra l'rishonim, velo chazra l'achronim. Shalu et Rabbi Elazar. They asked Rabbi Elazar once, who are greater? The ones of the first Beis HaMikdash, the ones of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rishonim gedolim, or achronim gedolim. He says, listen, all you got to look at is the Beis HaMikdash. What are you asking me? To know Nechem Bebira. Who has the Beis HaMikdash? Ikri Amri, others say the way he put it was, your proof is in the pudding. Edechem, the witnesses, the Bira. Rish Lakish was once swimming in the Yarden. So Rish Lakish Avitzochi B'Yardana. Rish Lakish, as we know from some of the Gemaras, was quite a tummy. You know, and he was, you know, he used to use his tummy. He used to say, I don't even need a mattress. I just use my tummy. Is what he said once. Yeah. So he had a very, very big tummy. And when he was swimming, you know, it wasn't all that easy for him to get out of the Yarden. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came lichvodei to give him a hint to try to help him out to get out of the Yarden. So Ata Rabbi Bar Bar Chana yoev layade. Rish Lakish pulls back and says, oh, my God, I hate your guts. Get out of here. I would never give you my hand, you nuts. Hello, hi, swear to God, son, you know, look, I hate you. Well, you're one of these people that come from Bava. Look, you take a look, it says in Shir HaShirim, Im chomahi nivneh aleha tirat kosef. If you have a wall, we can build a beautiful palace of silver. Im deleti, if all you got is a door, notzur aleha luach oras. Yeah, we can put up a piece of wood, you know, maybe we use good wood, cedar. I think the meaning is like this. If you guys in Bava, asita matzvachem kechoma, if you had come up to be like a wall, Alitam kuchem b'me'ezra, you came up b'me'ezra with enough people to be able to build a country and did not have to hide behind artificial walls. You would have been the wall. Nobody would have attacked you. We could have set up a society, built a Beis HaMikdash, would have lasted forever. Then we would have had a tirat kesef. Nimshaltim to kesef, you know? Kesef doesn't rot from the inside. In rekev sholedbo. What'd you do? 40,000 crummy people probably couldn't get a decent job. Back in Bavel, figured you'll come and, you know, join a kibbutz in Israel. You think that's a big help? And because of that, you were kidlatot, you know, half open, half at a time. I mean, there's not even a wall. There's a half of a doorway, you know. A lot of good that did us. Nimshaltam ke'erez. Erez, rekev, eats out the cedar from the inside. What is it referring to? What eats out the cedar, the cedar that you're calling it erez? My erez, ma'ula sasmagar. It's a worm, a kind of worm. What's a sasmagar referring to? I mean, sasmagar is a worm that eats out the wood. So maybe it's a termite of some kind. But what is the metaphor? It's a reference to batkol. In other words, you lost Nevi'ahs because we didn't really have a Beis HaMikdash because there wasn't a Nashua's Hashkina with less than 600,000 like the Midbar. So, but we still had a batkol because it says in the Braita, Misha Meitu Nevi'im Achronim, after the death of Chagai Zechariah Malachi that still made it to be able to be conveyed the Mokum of the Mizbeach and so on. From that point on, Nistalka Ruach HaKedesh Yisrael, they no longer had Nevi'ahs, but Adayin Ha'im Mishtamshim Be'batkol. Now, wait a minute. There's something that does not make any sense in this story. How would Rish Lakish have told Rabba Bar Bar Chana that he hates his guts if he wouldn't ever have even spoken to Rabba Bar Bar Chana? I mean, it's outrageous to suggest that Rish Lakish would have spoken to Rabba Bar Bar Chana even to tell him, I hate your guts? I mean, look, Rabbi Elazar was such a great man. He was called the Marad Ard Yisrael. He was the God of Ador. Reish Lakish wouldn't talk to him. Now, why would Reish Lakish about that? Why wouldn't Reish Lakish knew that anybody, when it was such a darga to be able to get a response from Reish Lakish, if he would talk to you. Somebody who spoke to Reish Lakish would speak to in the marketplace, people would say, this guy must be a malach. You know, if you have to make a deal with him, you don't need witnesses, you don't need contracts, you don't need anything. Give him $10 million in his pocket, and you can trust him 100%. So, man to b'shtoy, b'hadi b'shlokish, b'shuk, yavu l'yizke b'lo sahad. So you're telling me if he wouldn't speak to Rabbi Lozer, he would speak to a guy like Rabbi Baruch, a lowlife. Absolutely crazy. In Reish Lakish's eyes. Says Rav Papa, you're right. The story doesn't make any sense. He wouldn't talk to Rabbi Baruch Hanan to tell him I hate your guts. He just would have just turned the other way. Right? Therefore, it must be that the story is wrong. Can't be that it was Rabbi Baruch Hanan. So one of the identifications is wrong. Shti Gav Rabbi. Now, either if it was Reish Lakish, it must have been the story was that it was Ze'iri. When Ze'iri came from Bavel, he would have spoken to Ze'iri. So Ze'iri was the one who put his hand out to help him out. That makes sense. And then Reish Lakish would have spoken to him and told him, I hate your guts. Or if it was Rabbi Baruch Hanan, then it wouldn't have been Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish would never have spoken to him. But maybe it was Rabbi Elazar, whom Reish Lakish wouldn't have spoken to, but who himself would have spoken to Rabbi Baruch Hanan to tell him, I hate your guts. So basically,
could be a different time period?
No. Who would have helped the Ganev up from the...
this is an example of
Russian. What do you mean? It's nothing personal. You know, it's not personal, but I hate anybody that comes from that. But I'm going to talk to somebody from Borough Park. They think you were Shalayimism and God. Wouldn't talk to them. It's like that beautiful story. My son's brother-in-law is sitting in this amazing story, sitting in this fancy hotel in Switzerland, and they're at the table, and there's a bunch of Nazis that are sitting at the table, and this woman is talking about, how her father killed X number of Jews, and it's such a shame, next time we'll get all of them, and so on. And he's sitting there looking at his yarmulke with this. So the next day, he doesn't sit down at that table, obviously. So the woman goes over to him and says, why'd you leave the table? So he says, I don't sit with Nazis. He says, I don't understand. It's nothing personal. Why shouldn't you sit at the table? Very happy to be at the table. It was nothing personal. Some of my best friends are Jews. Yeah, what can you do?
Is this an example?
It's a shita. No, this is open. The sinas pinam is that it was miskasa. This is a sheet that is nothing personal, but really not personal.
It's a public answer for a Nazi.
Right? Well, on the contrary, it's a very deep insight. And it's not a personal rishis or anything. I'm saying behind it. And it was the height of Amalek is to be Meiser Nefesh to destroy this world for the sake of the world. It's part of the genetic improvement of the world. You see, in Yad Vashem, they have a number of different quotes that only a nation with the godless of the Germans would be able to act like such animals, l'shem shemayim, and be civil. And most people can't stand being cruel. They can't even hurt a cat. They're going to kill a human being. But what can you do? You have to be meiser nefesh for. Anyway, so getting back to the Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told Rabbi Yochanan about his exchange, or again, it depends who was who, but either it was the other individual, Rabbi Elazar. But anyway, they came to Rabbi Yochanan, and told him this, over this mice. On my letter, Rabbi Yochanan told him, you're mistaken. Your analysis of the pasuk is wrong. Lav Aina Taima. It is not based on the fact that people wouldn't have come from Bavel, because even Inami Sliku Kulabimeyes, if the entire Bavel, the population, had all left Bavel and come to Bimeyesra, it wouldn't have made any difference. Lav Esharia Shechina B'Migdasheni, there's no way that the second base of Migdash could have had Ashrat Ashchina. We see that from the Pasuk. And this is something that is so primal that it goes all the way back to the original Brochus. And this is from Yemei Noach, that Yaft Elohim LeYefet, V'yishkon Bo Al Hashem. And even though Yaft Elohim LeYefet, meaning the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the binyan, the beauty that was made, Bimei Yefet, meaning, and that's referring to the Persians, that they were Zeichet, to be the ones that were involved in the binyan by Hasheni, and they donated the money, and Karish sent all of the sacrifices, and so on. But nonetheless, Ein Hashchina Shora Ela Bo Al Hashem. Only the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech, the Nezer HaAvshem, will be Zeuche Tashras HaShchina, and therefore it has nothing to do with any other factors. It was the fact that it was a Persian Beis HaMikdash that made it a place that couldn't have Tashras HaShchina. Now this comes as sort of a surprise that Persia is from Yefet. That we're going to talk about tomorrow, Bezrat HaShem. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Maya Dikti, Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim, Ushnot, Vashayim Tiktsar, Na, Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim, Zeh Mikdash, Vishon, Shomad, Arbami, Yod, Vyasi, Shana, Veloshim, Shubo, Lashman, Asr, Kanim, Gdolim, or some have Yud, Beit, Kanim, Gdolim, or some have Chet, Kanim, Gdolim, Ushnot, Vashayim Tiktsar, Na, Zeh Mikdash, Sheni, Shomad, Arbami, Yod, Vesrim, Shana, Vashim, Shubo, Yot, Mishlosh, Meot, Kanim, Zeh Meyam, Arbaim, Shana, Shishimei, Shimon, Atzadik, Shmanim, Shishimei, Shiochanan, Kohen, Gdol, and Esther, Shishimei, Shishmo, Ben Pavi, some say even the Achadasar, Shishimei, Shreb, Loza, Ben Harsim, and you don't even have enough to go around for the other 300, you know. So, Mikan, Ve'elach, Tzevach, Shof, Kol, Achavecha, Lo, Tishlato. Omrev, Yochanan, Ben Turta, Bipnei, Mach, Horva, Shiloh, Bipnei, Shayubo, Shnei, Dvorim, Gilui, Arayot, Ubizei, On, Kodashim. Dilui arayot echtive eli zaked meod v'shamat kol asher yasun banav l'chol Yisrael v'et asher yishkivun et anashim atzavot petach bo'omoy. And even though the Mais Amr Shur Barnach Beni Amr Yochanan, you can't really believe that. Kol omer b'nei eli chatu eino ela to'eh. But nonetheless it's gilui arayot. Because mitoch sheshohu et kineem ya ma'ala aleyem ha'katuv ki'ilu shechvun. Bizayon Kodashim, Dechtiv Gambeter Miekterunet Achele, Vuba Nara Kohen, Vamalisha Zaveak. Hey, Tzna Basar Litzlot La Kohen. Lo Yikach Bibcha Basar Mavushal, Imchai. Vayom Alavisha, hey, come on guys, Kater Yakterun Kiyom Achele first, then take whatever you want. Kach Kasher Taven Afshecha. Vamalo, no, Katati Tain. Vimlo, Lakachti Bechazka. Vatichatata Nearim Gdolama Odit Pnei Hashem. Ki Niyatsu Ha'anashim Et Minchat Hashem. מקדש ושם מפני מאחור לשלושה דברים שהיו בו עבודה זרה וגילוי הראיות ושפיכות דמים עבודה זרה וקצר המצע מהסתרע מהי קצר המצע מהסתרע? הסתרע, אומר רבי יונתן קצר מצד מסתרר עליו שני רעים כאחד והמסכה צרה כי התכנס אומר פשוט בר נחמני כי מותי רבי יונתן אייקרו באבי בוכי אומר מה נכתיב בקונס כנד מהים נעשית לו מסכה צרה גילוי הראיות הכתיב ויאמר השם יען כי גבו בנו ציון ותלכת דתיות גורון ומסקרות עיניים הלוך ותפוף תלכנו ורגליהם תעקסנו יען כי גבו בנו ציון שהיו מלכות ארוכה בצד קצרה ותלכת דתיות גורון שהיו מלכות בקומה זקופה ומסקרות עיניהם דם ומל ינקוך לנעיניהם ומרמזון בעיניהם הלוך ותפוף תלכנו שהיו מלכות עקב בצד גודל וברגליהם תעקסנו עומר ביצח שהיו מביאים מור ומביאות מור ופרסמון ומניח ומנעליהם כשמגיעות אצל בחורי ישראל בועטות ומתיזות עליהם מכניסים בהן יצר הרע כארס בחאוס שפיכות דמים תכתיב וגם דם נקי שפך מן השאר הרבה מאוד על שמילא את ירושלים פה לפה אבל מקדשני שהיו עוסקים בתורה במצווה עסקים מלס חסדים מפני מה אחריו מפני שהייתה בו שנאת חינם ולמדך ששגולה שנאת חינם כנגד שלוש אביר שבת עשר גילוי הרעת ושפיכות דמים רשעים היו אלא שתלו ביטחונם בקדוש ברוך הוא עתן למקדש ראשון where is this תכתיב ראשע בשוחד ישפוט וכנב ובחיר יורו נביאה בכסף יקסומו ועל השם ישענו למור עלו השם מקיבנו לא תבוא אלינו רעה ולפיך הביא עליהם הקדוש ברוך הוא שלוש גזירות כנגד שלוש עבירות שבידם שנאמר לכן בגללכן ציון שדה תחרש ירושלים איין תהיה והר הבית לבמות יער Wait a minute, you're saying Mikdash Sheni was Sinat Chinam, but Mikdash Rishon, Lada is Sinat Chinam. V'akti b'gurel cherev ayuet amil achen tzvoka yarech v'amr v'lozer eilu b'nei adam shochlim v'shotim zeim zeh v'dokrim zeh zeh b'charavot sh'b'lashonam. True, but that was only b'nisiyei Yisrael Havai. D'ichtiv, look at the first part of the Pasuk. Z'ag v'elel ben adam ki ayta ba'ami. V'tanya, z'ag v'elel ben adam yochol lakol ta'amad lomer hi b'chol nisiyei Yisrael. רבי יוחנן ורבו זה דמר תבעו ראשונים שנתגלה אבונם נתגלה קיצם אחרונים שלא נתגלה אבונם לא נתגלה קיצם אומר רבי יוחנן טובה ציפורנן של ראשונים מקריסן של אחרונים אומר רבי יוחנן כשאל רבא אחרונים עדיפה אף אגב דיקה שיבוד מלכיות כעסקי בתורה Omale, bottom line is Bira Tochiyah. Shechazra l'rishonim v'lo chazra l'acharonim. Shalu et Rabbi Elazar, rishonim gedolim or acharonim gedolim? Omar lehem, t'nu enechem b'bira. Ikri Amar, omar lehem, edechem b'bira. Reish Lakish avisachi b'yardana, alta rabba barbachana yoiv lo yodam. Fah! Elah, sanina lechu. Dechtivim choma, yiniv ne'ale atirat kasavim deleti natsura le'aluach ares. Imatsitem atzbechem kichoma, v'alitem kuchem b'mei Ezra, nimshaltem kekesef, she'en arekev shalit bo. Akshav shalitam kidlatot, nimshaltem ke'erez, she'arekev shalit bo. My erez amarula, the references to the termite in the erez, the sasmagor. And what's the metaphor of sasmagor? Rababa. Well, it's a comparison of a bat kol to Shashroz Hashchina. Kiritanya, Mishmeto Nevim Achronim Chagai Zechayu Malachim Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Mitzrayel. But at least, Adayin Ha'im Mishtam Shem Bebat Kol. Reish Lakish Ki Mishtoy, for Estumar, Reish Lakish Bi Mishtoy Ba'adei Rabba Barbarchana. If even Rabbi Lozer was married out of the Yisrael Avi, and Reish Lakish wouldn't talk to him. The Avi Mishtoy Reish Lakish Ba'adei, the man Mishtoy Reish Lakish Ba'adei B'shuk, Yovel Yiskab Lo Sahadei. You're telling me you would speak to somebody like Rabba Barbarchana? Omer of Papa Shti Gavra B'nayu, it's either Reish Lakish and Zeiri, or it's Rabba Barbarchana, but then the swimmer must have been Rabbi Lozer. Kyoto the commentary of Yochanan, no, it has nothing to do with the Luach Horas. Because Inami Sligo Kulabi Meyazur Lava Shayashkinam Migdashani. That's a post that goes all the way back to the time of Noach. Dichtiv Yaftalim Leyefet, Vishkon Bole Shem, Avagav the Yaftalim Leyefet, Ena Shinashora, Elaba Ole Shem.
Okay, today's daf is daf Tet, and we were discussing yesterday the union of the Farhedrin. Why did we bring the Kohen Gadol to Lishkat Farhedrin? By the way, some of you asked yesterday after the Shir whether the Kohanim that had bought their way into the Kohen Gadol were aware of the fact that they weren't going to make it through the year. You know? And I quoted my father Zatzal, who said that it's probably worth going into the Kodesh HaKadosh, that experience. It's probably worth taking your chances. Tosefta, that takes away some of the mystery from this whole thing. This is that everybody learns that the meaning over here is they weren't motzin at Shnatan. They would switch every year because they would all die. Tosefta says somebody else would buy them out. So every year they got a new. But wasn't all that spiritual. You can't last in politics more than a year. It was sort of like post-war Italy. Yeah, that's also a question. Where did the money come from? No, makes an afkamina, because if the person himself bought his way in, that means he was well aware of the fact that he wasn't really Roy, and they only appointed him because of it. But if you learn that it means the Tzedukim as a group would raise money to see to it that the Ketores was brought properly in order to put in the Emes Tzadik, who was the Tzeduki, into the... They're not ready. You could say that the man persuaded himself.
Then the wrong thing is Shmuel,
We'll see, for sure. Chaim always was medayed from here. Fine, in any event, fascinating. Yeah, but let's get on today. The Gemara today goes into the history, and indeed it's clear from the Gemara that these people...
Richard J. Daly says, an honest politician is a man who, once you buy him, he stays bought.
That's right. That's beautiful, yeah. One of his most wonderful maimorim. So from the Gemara here, however, it's clear from the Hemshech HaSugya that it's not like the Tosefta, at least the Gemara is not learning like the Tosefta, because we darsh in the Pesuk as follows. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechtiv Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim, Ushnot Rishaim Tiktzorna, that those who have Yirat Shamayim, it adds years to your life, whereas the years of the evildoers are shortened. Oh, that's exactly what the Farhedrin are all about. Yirat Hashem Tosif Yamim refers to the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon. Beit HaMikdash HaRishon lasted 410 years. Amad Arba Meot V'Yesesh Shanim. V'lo Shimshu Bo Ela Shemonasar Kohanim Gedolim. All you had was 18 Kohanim Gedolim during that entire period, which I'll come back to in a moment. Ushnot Rishayim Tiktzorna Ze Mikdash Sheni. The Mikdash Sheni stood, albeit 10 years longer, Arba Meot V'Esrim Shana. But for that extra 10 years, you had 300, more than 300 Kohanim that were omed to be Meshamish then. If you take out of those 300, you say, okay, but they lasted at least more than a year. No, they didn't. Because you have 40 years that we know Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. We have 80 years that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol. Then you have 10 years Shishimesh Yishmael ben Pabi, although his family, as we remember, wasn't very good, and they used to curse them out and so on. But he himself was a kosher. And some say there was even 11 years that Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom was the Kohen Gadol. So now it turns out that all the rest of those Kohanim didn't even have a chance for a year. So mikan ve'elach tzeva chashov, kol achad ve'achad lo hotzit shnato. They didn't last a year. And here we're actually saying that it's in terms of a lifetime. Shnot Rishayim Titzorna, not political lifetime, but physical lifetime. Now the question over here, getting back to the Girsa of Shmonasrei Kohanim Gedolim. What is the Shmonasrei Kohanim Gedolim? What's our basis for that? If we take a look, some of the Rishonim have the Girsa Shmona, not Shmonasrei. The reason for the Girsa of Shmona, as Tosis brings over the Girsa, the Rivah, but this goes throughout all of the Rishonim have a different approach to this. It's based on the Pesuk Divrei HaYomim that lists the Kohanim Azariah, and it goes on from Azariah, who was Misharet Bebinyan Asher Banah Shlomo. And then it lists another seven Kohanim, Amariah, Chitub, Tzadik, and Tzadok, Shalom, Chilkiah, Azariah, and Saroyah. Yod Tzadok already was in the Galut. The Galut Hashem at Yudah ends the Pasuk. But that's only eight, it's not 18. And therefore, they said, it must be a mistake. It should say Chet, not Yud Chet. However, and there's a lot of possibilities here. I mean, as Tosis points out, there's certainly Kohanim that are missing here. I mean, what about Chilkiyahu? He shows up in the Pesukim, the stories, doesn't show up over here on the list. And there's quite a few other Girsos. The Gra changes the Girsa to Shneimasar, because what he does is essentially he figures the number of Kohanim from Tzadok HaKohen. If you take a look and you add, in other words, if you're talking about, if what it means over here, this is Tosa's suggestion, if what it means over here is from the time of the Mishkan and onwards till the end, then indeed it works out to 18. Or, there's another possibility, from the time of Pinchas. Yeah, so he explains that. I'll explain in a minute. But if we start from, why would we start from Pinchas? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically gives him Brit Kunat Olam. We dash what that Brit Kunat Olam means, to follow all the descendants of Pinchas. And that's what it's saying over here, not because the Sugya needs it, because the Sugya is only comparing the years of the Beit HaMikdash per se. Why does it put it this way? Because it's saying, look, even if you want to throw in all of the Kohanim that we know and say that they all were only in the Mikdash time, not in Shiloh, if I even do that, you still end up with only 18 Kohanim. Compare that to the Mikdash Sheni, where you have so in other words, it's just going to the extreme. But it doesn't mean necessarily that all of those 18 who are the Tzetzaev Shel Pinchas were necessarily in the time of the Mikdash. Okay, there's other ways of being machshavit of whether maybe we don't include Tzadok, as we were talking about, and after. Okay, so just don't, let's not just take it too for granted that there were really 18 during this period.
300 in the Baal Sheni is
Guzman. No. No, yeah, but over here it means literally. Because we're actually analyzing the number of people that were there. It was the only ones that we know that had any extended, that had something more than a year were these. So in actual number of years, it was 420, minus Shimon HaTzadik, Yishmael Ben Pabi, and so on, and this is what you end up with.
You see that, well, one, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamla, even though we see that the wife spent a lot of money, but
That's how some learn. It doesn't necessarily, we'll see, there's another Girsa over here, actually, maybe it's about now that you brought it up already, which starts like this. We don't have it here. The Bach brings it, that the Omer of Yochanan Meturta, the Kokach Lama, why was there such a pressure on these Kohanim? It doesn't necessarily mean that they themselves were so terrible, but that they were bought in. Actually brings the Maisa that Rav Moti just mentioned, which was that Marta bat Vaitos bought the way in for Yoshua ben Gamla. Yoshua ben Gamla himself was certainly wrong. But nonetheless, the very fact that the kahuna should be up for grabs is something that is destructive. The Omer of Yochanan ben Turta, according to this lesson, we have to put in a vav. By the way, it's a very interesting story in the Psikta. Why is he called Yochanan ben Turta, which means Yochanan, the son of Ashur? Actually, a Pora. Turta is a Pora. Tora would be Ashur. This is a beautiful story. He was a goy, Yochanan ben Turta. And he had bought a Pora from a Jew to work in his field. And it came Shabbos, and the Pora refused to work. And he's kicking her. But okay, so he goes back to the Jew. Exactly. Goes back to the Jew, and he says, listen, you sold me a defective Pora. So the Jew chop that it must be he's trying to work with her today. Today was Shabbos. So he goes with him to his field. He goes over to the Pora, and he tells the Pora, that's a chaynut. You have to have a little bit of lundus. You can't just not work on Shabbos. You were only mechuyev to not work on Shabbos when you were a Porati, because you belong to a Jew. Unfortunately, this guy, he's a goy. So now you're going to have to work on Shabbos. Okay, so the Pora gets up and starts working. So this fellow, this goy, says to himself, oi, 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 if a Pora already understands that it has to keep the mitzvah Hashem, and I'm a human being that was made in the image of God, so I don't even have the desire. They went ahead and became a ger, based on that story. So they called him the son of the Pora. Beautiful story. Okay, in any event, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torata said, We're going to go through now, since we've already contrasted the history of the first Beit HaMikdash to the second Beit HaMikdash in terms of the level of the kahuna, we're going to go back already to Mishkan Shiloh, which was also really affected by its kohanim. Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, mipnei ma chorva shilo, mipnei shayuba shnei dvorim, gilui arayot uvizayon kodashim. There were two things that caused the destruction, gilui arayot, and the relationship that the Kohanim had to the Bosser of Kedesh. Gilui arayot, tichtiv, ve'eli zaken ma'od v'shamat kol asher ya'asun banav l'chol Yisrael, ve'et asher yishkevun et anashim matzovot petach omoed. So it says here that his children, Chofni u'Pinchas, would sleep with the women that were gathered at the door of the Olmoed. Now, obviously, Avagav the Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yochanan, Kol ha'omer b'nei eli chat'u, eno ela to'eh. Even though we know that anybody who takes the pasuk literally, that they slept with these women at the door of the Olmoed, is simply making a mistake. Nonetheless, it's Gibli Arayot. Why? Because mitok sheshahu et kineihem, because of the fact that the Kohanim were not really Zrizim to bring the Korbanos that these women had brought, and the reason that they brought these Korbanos was really only to be mat to them for Achilat Kodashim. We're talking about Yoldot and the Zavot and so on. But nonetheless, the women would stay until they knew that the Korban had been brought. They couldn't rely on the Kohanim. So they would stay, which is why we have in place this very effective system that we discussed in Shkolin to see to it that that doesn't happen. But they would stay over. Because they would stay over, they wouldn't get home that day. Not getting home that day means that they were unable to sleep with their husbands. But in essence, what happens is that under such circumstances, the Kohen is exercising a perverse control over a woman's sexuality, which is the same thing as sleeping with her, psychologically. Therefore, the Torah compares that, and we know the Torah always talks about it. It doesn't talk in metaphors. It's not really a comparison. It's the idea as it's expressed at various levels. The Torah is in mafkin between the levels, because a level will often come out on one place and not in another. But the Torah discusses the shoresh always. So as far as the Torah is concerned, it's gilui arayot. It doesn't matter whether it's expressed itself in actual physical context.
So how does Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni use the term?
Gilui arayot.
No, einu ela toeh.
No, to say that means literally yeshadish. That's how Rashi's
meaning.
Anyway, it's chotu in what it says and takes things literally as humans are wont to speak. But, I mean, the truth is nowadays we speak this way. Because people have become more and more aware of the multi-leveled nature of such things. You know, so we'll talk about cars as fallacies, so to speak, right? Because we're also aware of this, but that's essentially what the Torah is doing. Yeah, exactly. In other words, even a comment or something is already considered to be a... So over here, this is worse than a comment. I'm going to decide when you're going to go to bed with your husband. That's outrageous. So that's considered to be, and undoubtedly the Torah was identifying a particular type of pleasure that they took from this control. You know, control provides people with that sense. So the Torah considered them to be Megala Arayot, and because of that, all of the issues follow. In other words, the impact, as far as we're concerned, is to say straight out that it was destroyed because we had the inyan of Gibli Arayot. How far that inyan was expressed is irrelevant. Bizayon kodashim dichtiv, gam beterem yaktiru netachemav. Here before they even had a chance to bring the emurim of the korma, uba nar hakohen ve'omar li'isha zoveya, the nar hakohen, doesn't mean the kohen himself, but the servant, and his valet would come, ve'omar li'ish hazoveya, t'na basar litzlot lakohen. Give now the basar to the kohen to be soled to barbecue it. V'lo yikak mimcha basar mevushal ki imchai. He wants to meet now, he's not going to wait for me. Pashtas, Rashi learns over there, in his pirish, and it means that they ate the basar before the akrovas emurim. You're not allowed to eat before the akrovas emurim. So he said it would be more than bizarin kosher, it would be direct. Oh, there's learned the mabul, but doesn't mean literally they ate before the akrovah. But it wasn't finished, it hadn't brought the age, whatever, okay. But in any event, certainly the relationship to the kachim was very faulty. And then the man would say to him, what's the problem? Why can't you wait a little bit? I'm not trying to prevent you from getting the busser. I'll grab it from you if you don't give it to me. Okay. The fact that the bringer of the carbon was so involved in this is mashma that it's referring to Shlomim. So it was the cause of a shok. Otherwise, what's in his business? I mean, he's not involved. He pays his money and takes his laundry. I mean, it's not dinner. So, but over here, where he's waiting for his busser, and by the way, there's a machlokas about whether the busser to the bialim also requires akrabas, whether it's only done in the kohen. So if Lamaisi, he's waiting for his busser, So then already he gets involved in this conversation. Otherwise, it's a little bit weird. And it says, the way that they related to the Minchat Hashem was as Na'atzah, as we discussed. Mikdash Rishon, Mivnei Macharav. And why was the first Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Mivnei Shlosha Dvarim Shayuba. Avodah Zarah, Giloy Arayot, V'Shvichut Damim. How do we know that this was there? Avodah Zarah Diftim. We know that it was there, but how do we know that this was the Siba? Like the Pasuk identifies the Sibot of destruction. Dichtiv, it says the Lashon Ki, in other words, because of the fact. Ki Katsar HaMeitz HaMihistareya, V'HaMasechat Zarah Ki Itkanes. Because the bed was too thin for having room for two, is what it's saying. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complaining, my katzar ha-meitzah mi-istareya, remember what was referred to the Beit HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as a bedroom. It's called Chadar HaMitot, the place where Yaakov Avinu went to sleep. The Malon, the Beit Maloni, incredible remez. But in any event, we have the entire vision of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael is a relationship of a man and a woman. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complaining, Om Rabbi Yonatan, katzar meitzazem istareya alav shnei ra'im ke'achad. There's no room here for two in this bed. There's me now they brought in the tzelem into the heicha. Menashe brings it in all the way to the Kodesh HaKadosh. There's no room for two of us. And then it continues on, v'amasechat tzara ki itkanes. Tzara, of course, has a different meaning. Tzara means thin, not enough room, but tzara also means like a woman who's married to the same husband. So you have ishav al tzarata, right? Of course, for the same reason. It gets awfully tight in here. But tzara means tight. So the tzara, the avodah zara, has now become a tzarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, kimati Reb Yonatan ha'ikra'a bochi. When Reb Yonatan would reach this pasuk, he would burst into tears. Amar man dechtiv be'ikonis kaneid me'ayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we represent in Maaseh Bereishis, as taking the yam and putting it into a little container, so that there should be the yabasha. So in other words, the world is basically a toy to him. Naslo masechat tzara? So a little children's toy should become now a competitor? It's unbelievable. Giluy Arayot, how do we know is the Siba? Dichtiv Vayomer Hashem, Ya'an, because, again, the Pesuk is identifying this as a Siba. So Ya'an, ki gavhu benot Zion, vatelach danu tuyot goronu misakrot inayi, haloch vetafof telachna, uveragleyem ta'akasna, goes on to describe the Churban. Well, let's analyze what the Pesuk means. Ya'an, ki gavhu benot Zion, because the Benot Zion have become so stuck up, but also use the Lashon Gavhu, made themselves tall. Shoyu malchot arucha betzat ktsara. So they would always choose a shorter girl to walk with, so that they would stand out with their noses up in the air. Beautiful pasuk, actually. And then it says, and they would the vatelachna netuyot garon. They would go with their noses up in the air. Shoyu malchot bekomaskufa. They would sit there looking like $1 million. Misakrote nain. Meaning, Ayumalian kuchla enayim, be all covered with makeup. They had those eyes really worked out there. Alog v'tafuf. Alog tafuf is a lotion of bobbing up and down. So alog v'tafuf telachla. You can already get the hip movements just in this one word. It's beautiful, beautiful description. Shoyumalchot ekev b'tzad godel. They would be walking along with, you know. It's amazing. This is where the short steps is famous in the movies. You know, you have the toe against the heel. Right? Yeah, so they're walking toe against heel with their noses up in the air. Yeah, Omer Rabbi. Yeah, exactly. Classic camera focuses on the halof v'tafof. Amazing. What's uberagleim ta'akasna? Interesting concept. Ta'akasna. It seems to come from the word ka'as, which could often be written akas. We switch the letters, but it's also akus. Akus is a snake. Uberagleim ta'akasna. So their legs were like snakes. Meaning, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Show you maybe not more via far simonu meni chutim in alehim. This is what I'm telling you. Every time we get to this Gemara, I mentioned to you, this would be a fantastic marketing tool. I don't know why nobody has come up with this, but basically, the long heels of the shoes had built-in perfume containers, so that if not every step, but you could give a little push with your shoe and squirt your victim. So that's called like a snake because the squirt was like the venom of the snake. So he's a lush of takasna. So what happened would be that Shahayu may viot more ve'afar simonu minichot b'min aleihem u'kishem agiot ito b'churei Yisrael bo'atot to get a little kick u'matizot aleihem to get a little squirt of their perfume bottle them. Wow, that's amazing.
Except
that
pumps don't have
high heels. Pumps don't have high heels. Like, you killed us. Yeah, but nonetheless, it's a big... They call them pumps.
The type of shoe the girls
would call them. Ke'eres, now the Bach changes the gears over here to Ke'eres de'achna, like the venom of a snake. The problem is, it's difficult to accept his tikkun, because in Shabbos, Rashi explains Ke'okus as actually explains the word, as being basically a play on the ta'akasna, on ka'as. So a nochash usually injects its venom when it's angered. So it's a play on words. We call the okus al shem ka'aso. So therefore, it's a reference to venom. A striking snake would be an okus. If he changes it la'achna, then it takes away that whole piece. So, you know, it's probably not so bad to keep the original gears in here. Shvichas domi. And how do I know about shvichas domi being a siba to the churban? Because it says, v'gam dam naki shafach min Hashem. Harbei ma'od. Ad Hashem yilei et Yerushalayim peh lapeh. And then it goes on to say, besides all the other horrible things that he's done. But it stresses this particularly. So apparently these are the issues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbina.
It's completely right. Really what we have is these girls kind of flirting or, you know, serious.
It's very interesting that Rashi says that these girls were married women. They weren't girls. Which is a man that says the only reason that we're makbina on them is because they were married. Otherwise, that's part of what a girl's supposed to do. I think it's a nisuot, says Rashi. And that's why we find the pasuk being marked. That's what's called Gilui Arayot here. But what about the Migdash Sheni? Avo Migdash Sheni. Now, in Shabbos. The Bach changes the organization of the sugi here very reasonably and moves on to here to the part that starts with Rishaim Hayu, which is Hey. In other words, skip Migdash Sheni, move to Rishaim Hayu. It's four lines down. And that part belongs here. The way we have it, it's in the wrong place, and therefore we have to put a note in afterwards, as the Gemara does. This refers to what was before. It's just easier to read it here. Rishaim hayu. These people were rishaim. They were nonetheless completely had faith in God. Atan lemikdash rishon. This is reference to what we said earlier, but the way we're reading it, it isn't reference to what we're saying now. And that is. Look at these people. They basically will give judgment even though they have vested interests. The Kohanim will go out and the same thing. They'll take their price. The Nevi'im will give their messages. Everybody's got vested interests. But nonetheless, they have this tremendous sense of being empowered by their special relationship with God, like people today feel, you know. Yes. No, there's no Derech HaTeva for us anyway. So, okay. God is with us. Lefichach hevi aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalosh gezerot keneged shalosh averot biyadam. Therefore, we find that there were three gezerot mentioned in the Navi. Keneged, the Rashi learns the Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayot v'Shvichut Damim. As Micha says, Lachem biglachem tzion sadeh techaresh. One. Yerushalayim iyin tiyeh. Two. V'harabayit levamot ya'ar. Asks the Gemara. Oh, now what about the Migdash Sheni? Going back now to our previous Avo Migdash Sheni. Shall you askim b'Torah b'mitzvot b'milut chasadim? I mean, the Migdash Sheni. They were tzaddikim Gemara. Everybody's asking Torah mitzvot b'milut chasadim. It must have been as good as Borough Park in those days. Mibnei Macharav. Why then was it destroyed? Mibnei Shaitabo sinat chinam. L'lam vecha sheshkolat sinat chinam. Keneged shalosh averot. Giloy Arav Adizor. Giloy Rat v'shechutamim. So this shows us that sinat chinam is the equivalent of all of those averot that took place in the Migdash Rishon. Wait, are you trying to tell me that the Migdash Rishon, skip now down to where we were up to, which is one line up from the big lines? Ube Migdash Rishon lo have be sinat chinam. What do you mean? There was no wanton hatred in the days of the Migdash Rishon. V'aktiv, doesn't it describe the Migdash Rishon in precisely those terms when it says that the Migurei al cherev ayuatami. Lachain, Migurei Cherev means my people were terrified of Cherev. We'll see what kind of Cherev that we're talking about. Lachain Svok El Yarech, therefore pot clap on your thighs in mourning. The Omer of Elazar, this is Bnei Adam Shochlim V'Shotim Zayim Zer. The people at cocktail parties are smiling at the next guy. So how's it going, Joe? The Dokrin Zayzer B'Charavot Shebeleshonah. And nonetheless, the whole time, you're sitting there, one-upmanship, jibing the next guy, seeing to it that you're building your career on his corpse. So that is Sinas Chinam? No, Ahib and Isiyeh Yisrael have it. That wasn't everybody. In those days, only the best people were that way. It took till the Migdash Sheni to be actually get to the extent where it be common sinat chinam. I know Gary doesn't want to let you guys know when he walked in. He's saying, shh, but he still wants to say hello. I mean, it's Shabbos.
It's Shabbos.
How do we know that that was Nisiyeh Yisrael? How do we know that that was only the top people that were like that? Because it says, Z'ak ve'hilel ben Adam, ki hi haita ba'ami, hi b'chol Nisiyeh Yisrael. It stresses over here. B'chol Nisiyeh Yisrael means that this was the way that the Nisiyeh, that this is the beginning of that pasuk. So in other words, what was being described was Nisiyeh Yisrael, were the ones who were medakrot, becherev, not swords literally, but words that were as swords. No, the moral goes into how it's literal. Tanya, Za'ak v'Hilel ben Adam, and the Bryce explains, Yochel HaKol, you might think, to mourn for everybody's behavior, Talmud Lomar, he b'chol Nisiyeh Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Tarvayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar held that Rishonim sh'nitgaleh avonam nitgaleh kitzam. The first Beit HaMikdash, where their sins were clear, simple, straightforward, good, healthy sins. Not what is Zohar, Gilei Raya, Shvichas Domi. You go, you shoot a guy. I mean, you're gonna talk him to death and destroy his life. Mela, you go and you Gilei Raya. We know what it is. It's done. Over here, the chait and the Migdasheni was so perverse that it defined the entire milieu. So there, Hakadosh Baruch says, okay, it takes 70 years to take care of those problems. We'll wrap it up quickly and get you back home. But Achronim Shalonit Gale Avonam, where everything looks great, you know, it's beautiful. Ah, so many yeshivas, so much teirat, so much gemilas chasodim. So it's never been this good. Lonit Gale Kitzam. There's no end in sight for the galut, and there was no time limit that was given. Rabbi Yochanan, Tovatzi Pornan Shal Rishonim Mikresan Shal Achronim. Better a fingernail of the first ones from the big bellies of the second ones. There's no comparison. Omrei Reish Lakish, Adarav, Achronim Adife. I say that the latter ones, that's us. I mean, they're better, because look at us. We're still living that period. And look how much we dedicate ourselves to Torah, despite the fact that we're in the Golas and all the Tzaras that we have. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, look, you can argue all you want, but Bira, Tochiach, the bottom line is, look up on the hill and see if you see a Beit HaMikdash there. Chazral Rishonim v'lo Chazral Achronim. It came back to them. It didn't come back to us. So whatever you think, apparently God doesn't agree. Shalu et Rabbi Elazar.
Reish Lakish was about Shuvah.
Beit HaMikdash. Shalu et Rabbi Elazar. Rishonim gedolim, achronim gedolim. Who are greater? Amar lam tnu einechem bebira. The way to determine that is look at the Beit HaMikdash. Ikeni amri, amar lam eidechem bebira. Your proof is right there in the Beit HaMikdash. Reish Lakish avisachik biyardana. Most of Reish Lakish's adventures happened when he was swimming. So Reish Lakish was swimming. At the Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Yoyev Leyad. The Rabba Bar Bar Chana swims over to him and gives him a hand. Reish Lakish looks, get out of here. Ela has Nina, look, I swear to God, I hate your guts. All of you. Dechtiv, because you're all from Bavel. I don't talk to people like you. Dechtiv, im chomai nivna leo tirat kaser. Im delati natsura leo luach ares. What does that mean? If she is a wall, you guys in Bavel would have come up like a powerhouse. Ve'alitem kulchem bimei Ezra. Had you all come with Ezra to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, im chomai, then it would have been a tower of kesev. She'in rekev sholeit bo, that doesn't just decay. Achshav, she'alitem kidlatot. So what'd you do? You send in a couple of doors. That's the way you built the Beit HaMikdash, you know. We'll worry about the rest of the building some other time, thank you. But I'll dedicate the entrance. No, that's the way you want to deal? Then the pussy compares you to Erez. It may be wood, maybe fine wood, but it's wood. She'arekev sholeit bo, where it can be eaten out from the inside. My Erez, what is it referring to? Amrula sasmagor. It's referring to a worm that affects cedar, that destroys it from the inside. My sasmagor, what's the metaphorical use of sasmagor over here? Amr Baba, it means that we've been reduced from the content of the full Erez that we once had, which was Nevi'as and Ruach HaKodesh, and we're left with Batko. All that we have now is the echoes that still reverberate from what we once had. Kidetanya Mishim Meitu Nevi'im Achronim Chagai Zechariu Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. After the final Nevi'im, there was no longer any Ruach HaKodesh. But Adayin Oyu Mishtamshim BeBatko. Still, you could catch the sounds of a kol. There are all kinds of different levels of explanation of Batko. Why exactly it's called the Bat? Because of a container, or because it's what's left, it's the remainder, and not the power of the thing. It's like an echo. To use, we were able to use it. It was, we sometimes find elements of Gilui Menashamayim, which is called a batko.
Does it mean that when the bat kol comes out.
That's the shaila, whether bat kol comes out. Those who learn bat kol means you hear that kol in something. You read it in a novel, and suddenly you realize that that's a message, or you hear a child speaking, and that's a message. It's all machlokas. I wrote him how far down you go to bat kol, but there's rise in the Gemara. We don't know what to do. Let's go and ask the bat kol. They go and they hear a kid talking. That becomes not a bat kol. No. Reish Lakish. Wait a minute. Are you claiming here that Reish Lakish would have told Rabbi Bar Bachana that he hates his guts and give him a whole explanation? Reish Lakish wouldn't have spoken to him. Reish Lakish was a very tough guy. So are you trying to tell me that Reish Lakish mimishtoy b'hadi Rabbi Bar Bachana? Reish Lakish would speak to somebody the likes of Rabbi Bar Bachana? We say speak, we mean speak casual. In the Beit HaMidrash, we have rayas that, as the Tosafot Rishonim brings, we have rayas that he would speak. But, I mean, that's only purely business. All right, you tell me your svar, I'll tell you my svar. Don't try to get a smile out of me, baby. But he certainly wouldn't have spoken to him, because even Rabbi Elazar, was called Mara the Aron Yisro. He was called the God Lador. Lo havi mishtar Reish Lakish b'adei, Reish Lakish wouldn't talk to him. Because he would only speak to people that he held around the dar to speak to. And somebody from Babel, I'm going to speak to him. Somebody, what are you, crazy? Somebody that Reish Lakish would speak to in public. Manda mishtar Reish Lakish b'adei b'shuk, and over here in the middle of a river. Yavo le'iska v'lo sahade. A guy like that was accepted as being totally and completely trustworthy. You could hand him over your business without any witnesses. You never write a contract with a guy like that. People say, what, are you crazy? You need a contract with a guy that Reish Lakish spoke to? So he certainly wouldn't have spoken to Rabbi Bar Bachana. I mean, come on. Are you trying to tell me about Hadi Rabbi Bar Bachana? Well, he would have spoken to Rabbi Bar Bachana. Says Rav Papa, you're right. Can't be the story. It's impossible. Must be we made a mistake. Shti gav Rabbi Nayu. You've got to switch somebody. It was either Reish Lakish. It wasn't Rabbi Bar Bachana. It was a story where a contemporary with Ziri could have happened, the story. Where there he would have spoken to him, but he still would have hated his guts because he was a Bavli. Or, if it was Rabbi Bar Bachana, maybe it's Rabbi Lazar who pulled the same shtick. He would tell Rabbi Bar Bachana, I wouldn't talk with you. Anyway, the bottom line is that with all of this posturing about how the reason the Beit HaMikdash was not rebuilt was because they wouldn't come up Ba'aliyah with Ezra. They came to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, it's not even true. Lav Einataima has nothing to do with that. It should say, De'inami Selika Kulu B'mei Ezra. Even if everybody would have come together, B'mei Ezra, Lo Havishar Yashvina B'mikdash Sheni. The Mikdash Sheni was never destined to have the Ashras Hashvina in it. We see that already from the time of Noah, that the second Beit HaMikdash could not have had the Shvina. Because look at the way that the bracha is given to the children of Noah. Yaft Elohim le'yefet, v'yishkon bo'al Hashem. In other words, afagav the yaft Elohim le'yefet. The Greeks were given beauty. And beauty includes here, the Yefet is all of the descendants of Yefet, which includes Paras, which, as we'll see tomorrow, who built the Beit HaMikdash, and it's very beautiful. But in the same context, it says, v'yishkon bo'al Hashem. Yishkon is a big word. That's Mishkan. That's the Shechina. Yishkon Ba'al Hashem means Ein HaShechina Shora Ela Ba'al Hashem. The Shechina cannot be built, cannot be living in a building built by someone other than Shlomo, or the other Zera of Shem, but not the Zera of the Parsim. Therefore, it was destined that it wouldn't have made any difference. The Bayit would never have been the same magical makam for the Shechina that the Beit HaMikdash Rishon was, and therefore, basically, it was always a temporary measure between Batei Mikdash, so to speak, partially a time of Galut, and you shouldn't blame them for the fact that it was ultimately destroyed.
Does Paras finance it?
Yeah, more than financed it. I mean, it was entire. It was everything. It was built with them as the Malchus, basically.
So it's totally a fake.
Not totally a fake. It's just a fake.
During the
Bible, כהנים גדולים משלושים שנים תקצר לזה מקדש שני, שעמד 420 שנה ושימוש בו יותר משלוש מאות כהנים. צמי הם 40 ששימי שמעון הצדיק, 80 ששימי שיוחנן כהן גדול, 10 ששימי שמעון בן פאבי, אמר י"א ששימי שמעון בלוזמן חסון, מכאן ועכשיו עכשיו, כל אחד ואחד, והוציא שנתו. עומר ביוחנן בן טורטה, מפני מה חורבה שילה, מפני שהיו בה שני דברים, גילוי עריות וביזיון קדשים. גילוי עריות הכתיב ואלי זקן מאוד ושמע כל אשר יעשו בניו לכל ישראל, ואת אשר ישכבו את הנשים הצובות פתח ובמועד, ואף אגב דיון רשום במנחלני אומר ביוחנן, כל האומר בני אלי חטאו ליטרלי, אינו אלא טועה, נונדלס וטוב ששאו את קני ימיה, מה עלה אליהם הכתוב כאילו שכבו? ביזיון קדשים, דכתיב, גם בטרם יקטירן את החלב, ובא נער הכהן ואמר לי שזה ויחתמה בשר לצלות הכהן, ולא ייקח ממך בשר מבושל, כי מפאי. ויאמר אליו האיש, אוקיי, כתר יקטירן כיום החלב, קח לך, כשתה ונפשך. ואומר לו, כי אתה תיתן, ואם לא לקחת בחזקה, ותיך אתה את הנערים גדולה מאוד את פני השם, כי נייצו האנשים את מנחת השם. מקדש ראשון, מבני מאחריו, ונשאו שהדברים שהיו בה. עבוד עזרה וגדולה עד לשביקות הבין, עבוד עזרה תכתיב, כי קצר המצע מהסתרע. מה קצר המצע מהסתרע? אומר ביונתן, קצר המצע זה, מהסתרר עליו שני רעים כאחד. והמסכה צרה כי התכנס, אומר שמור מנת מיני, כמעט רבי אוכל, מה יקרא בוחי, כי יונתן אמין, לא יקרא בוחי. אומר, מן תכתיב, כניס כנית מהים, נעשית לו מסכה צרה. גילוי הרעיות את ליבי יונה שם ינקי, גבו בנו ציון ותלך לנטיות כאונה מסקרות עיניים. הלוק ותפוף תנח, וברג להם תעקס, נו, ינקי גבו בנו ציון שהיו מאחות ארוכה בצד קצרה, ותלך לנטיות כאונה שהיו מאחות בקומה זקופה, ומסקרות עיניים דם ממה יקוך לעיניהן. הלוק ותפוף תלך, ושהיו מאחות עקב בצד גודל, וברג להם תעקס, ואמר רבי יצחק שמביאות מור ואפרסמון, ומליחות במנהליהם כשמדיעות אצל בחורי ישראל, היו בועטות ומתיזות עליהם המחליסים בהן יצררה כארס ועקוס. שביך וזדון, אם דרסי וגם דם, דקי שפך מן השאר בין מאוד השמילה את ירושלים פה לפה. רשעים היו, אלא שתלו ביטחונם מהקדוש ברוך, תכתיב ראשי הבשוחת ישפוטו וכהניהם במחיר יורו ונביאה בכסף יקסונו, ועל השם ישענו למור, על השם הרכבנו, לא תבל אלינו רעה. לפיך הרבי עליהם הקדוש ברוך הוא שלוש גזירות, כנגד שלוש עבירות שבי אדם, שנאמר לכן, בגללכם ציון צדת החרש, וירושלים אין תהיה, והר הבית לבמות יער. אב ומקדש שני, שיוסקים בתורה ומצוות וגמילות חסדים, מפני מה אחריו? מפני שהייתה בו שנאת חינם, ולמדך ששקולה שנאת חינם כנגד שלוש עבירות, עבודה זרה, גילוי עריות ושפיכות דמים. במקדש ראשון לא היה לי שנאת חינם, והכתיב מגורי החרב היו את עמי, לכן צפוק הירך ואומר בלעזר, אלו בני אדם שאוכלים ושותים זה עם זה ודוקרים זה בכבוד שבלשונה. שוב, ודאי בנשיאי ישראל אבי דתיב, זעק והילל בן אדם, כי היא הייתה בעמי, ותניא, זעק והילל יוכל הכל, תמוד לומר, היא בכל נשיאי ישראל. רבי יוחנן רבי אלעזר דמר תבר ראשונים שנתגלה עוונם, נתגלה קיצם, אחרונים שלא נתגלה עוונם, לא נתגלה קיצם. אומר רבי יוחנן, טובה ציפונן של ראשונים מקריסן של האחרונים. אמר לי, שלא כשאדר אבא, אחרונים עדיפי, אף אגב תיקשי במלכיות, כאז כפתור. אמר לי, בירה תוכיה, חזרה לראשונים ולא חזרה לאחרונים. שאלו את רבי אלעזר, ראשונים גדולים, אחרונים גדולים. אמר להם, תנו עיניכם בבירה. יקדם אמר להם, עדיכם בירה. ושלא כשאבי סוכי בירדנה. את הרבה ברבחנה, יואב ליד, אמר, פה, רעס, רינה לכו. דכתיב, interesting, he was the one who started this whole name. With the, why was Shiloh Chorov? Starts with him and ends with blaming him. את דכתיב, עם חומה היא נמנה עליה תירת כסף, נמדלת היא נצור עליה לוח הארץ. אם עציתם עצמכם כחומה ועליתם כולכם בימי עזרה, ואין נמשלתם ככסף שאין רכב שולט בו. עכשיו, שעליתם כדלתות, נמשלתם כארז שהרכב שולט בו. מה ארז? אמרו לו ססמגור. What's the comparison to ססמגור? אמרה בבא בת קול, כנתן משנית הנביאים האחרונים חג, זכר עם הלכי, נסתק רוח הקודש מישראל, ועדיין היו משתמשים בבת קול. Fresh Lakish would have spoken all of this out to Rabbi Barbachana. Rabbi Elazar was married to Yisrael Avi, and nonetheless Rabbi Mishtai Rish Lakish Vade. Because after all, man, the Mishtai Rish Lakish Vade Bishuk. Yavala Yiske Bala Sahari. You're trying to tell me the Bahari Rabbi Barbachana Mishtai? Omer of Papa Shtigabri Minayo. It was either Rish Lakish and Zeiri, or it was Rabbi Barbachana Rabbi Elazar. Anyway, Yatal Kamil Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Lahu, Mech, Lav, Aino Taima, Dinami Sliku Kulu Bimei Azulah Rishai Yashkinu Bimei Dasheni, Dikhtiv Yafta Lim Leyefet, Vishkon Bo Alei Shem, Af Agav Yafta Lim Leyefet, Ein Hashkina Shora, Ela Bo Alei Shem.